fuchsia chunk, I mean.
Well, I've got the one that Mr. Gill, was it, brought in the sheet, and he shows the only one that's on there that seems to match is the 85.5 that you just found, I think, Jeff.
I mean, there was one for 100, and there are some listed that are higher, but those are not sold, so that
be the, was the 100 the one that she has on there as a...
It's not listed because I think it's beyond 6 months, but I'd say it's still... Does she own this other one too, right here?
Yeah.
Okay.
Jeff, did you notice anything or anybody looking at the appraisal?
On this appraisal?
Yeah, that didn't look good. Or...
I think it's low. I think if she wanted to sell it and a buyer came and offered $125,000, I don't think they would like this appraisal either because it wouldn't appraise out. I mean, that's just, I think it's a low appraisal.
The one that our condo association gave?
I agree. I think it's, it has a purpose.
All they've done is going to go down. That was what I understood from our president when he provided us with information.
I just don't think your president would like, or the people that own the condos would like that appraisal if they're going to sell their condo, and like there's some listed here for their 130. I don't think an appraiser would go out there, and I think they would want their property to appraise for 130.
Mm-hmm.
Any rate, and so, if you had a sales contract for that, I think it could come in close to that.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't think the 127, I mean, me personally, and I'm not speaking for the whole board, but 127,850 is way less than what you paid for it, which was 299,06.
Right. Well, we certainly don't want it to go up, and that's what it seems to have been doing over the years. And the values are going down, and the taxes have been going up, and that is what
so
we're trying to...
When did it go up? Did it go up? So we're looking at the history right now. In 2009, it went up. In 2011, it went down. In 2013, it went way down. And then last year, there was a... Is this part of that 5% increase, Chuck?
5%.
Is this part of the increase?
It's a reassessment year, but that wouldn't be, that doesn't calculate out to 5%.
No, but it does. Some of those were...
I guess my question is that one of the, ones that... Took the increase without.
It was not reassessed. We haven't looked at it, so I would say that there's a 5%.
Or for some commercial, wasn't there a little more? Did you do a higher percentage on some of the commercial properties?
Same thing.
Anyway, so there was an increase last year, that everybody got that the property hadn't been looked at.
And that's concerning to us, to have any increase with what's been going on with that property.
Well,
Jeff, I'm seeing the two sales, the 100,000 sale probably that you're looking at and the 85.5 as same size. You know.
Brandon, you got your calculator there. Take 5% off of that 127.
That's what I'm trying to do.
Huh?
That's what I'm trying to do.
So, guess what I'm saying, Jeff? You're seeing the same thing. What you're looking at is the appraisal has. Our sale.
For that particular building.
For that penthouse.
Ma'am, did that used to be in a nightly rental program and residential, and now is it strictly a nightly rental?
What happened there, if I could interrupt, is because it was a
The properties were sold when they were new to us as residential, and the county switched them to commercial after the fact.
In 14, I sent them a condo letter, so they're paying on the nights that they rented, just like Point Royale or anybody else.
So the actual total of appraised value was 143,641 in 14.
The 13 value, 85.
That was for commercial plus the residential total. So the actual appraised value or assessed value was.
It shouldn't have changed in 13. From 14, shouldn't have changed the overall value, but there was less commercial.
Help me out.
Okay.
You got 2014. You've got residential total 58,057. Is that right? And over here, you got commercial total of 85,584. You add those two together, you get 143,641.
The 13 and 14 values seem to be the same, aren't they?
Right. I'm talking about from 14 to 15.
Oh, 14 to 15.
So the value you actually took down, but you just moved everything over to commercial. So that's why the 30% instead of the 19% is taxed.
May not have been a condo letter sent in.
So it might be a classification issue, not a...
Maybe why it went up, yes.
Do you are you listening, or do you understand the concern? I'm talking to the property owner.
Are you asking me?
Yes. Was there a condo letter that you folks filled out on the night of the rental?
Well,
was there a condo letter that we filled out for what?
Ma'am, is this available for nightly rental? Is it in the nightly rental program?
Yes, these are condo tells.
Okay. And so it's,
they always taxed it, but they when they were sold new, they were taxed at residential, and it was switched after the fact, much to everybody's displeasure, because taxes were crazy different, you know, so.
Yeah, it goes from 19% to 30% of the.
Right. It was a huge difference.
So it looks like what happened, and I'm. In 2014, you had a residential total assessed value of, or the appraised value of $58,057. And then for commercial is $85,584, which gave you a total of $143,641 of the value.
Oh, so they split it and based on usage or something?
That was in 2014. So right, then, okay. So your value, now, 58,000 of it was taxed at 19%, and the 85,000 was taxed at the 30%.
Are they trying to look at the amount of nights
it was rented? That I don't know, but I do know that in 2015, they actually lowered the total valuation from 143,000 to 127,000. At the same time, it was switched.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. At the same time, though, it was switched over to 100% commercial.
That's
well, it's a bad thing, and it is and it isn't. I mean, if it's available all those nights, my opinion is that it's a commercial piece of property, and it needs to be taxed at the 30% rate, not the 19% rate.
Well, we do personally, but the government is factoring that in.
Well, we will. The assessor has a form that he sends out that essentially says, hey, how many nights is it not available for rent? So if you say, hey, 1 month out of the year, we don't allow anybody to rent it, that's because you use it for personal use, then that percentage mm-hmm. will go towards residential, and the remaining percentage goes towards commercial.
Okay. So I need to do that? I haven't done that before.
Yeah,
that's
the way
it's set up. We have members right. days that are free to us that we always use, but okay. I never told taxing entities about
Yeah, there should be a letter. It's called a condo letter, and sent out by the county assessor, and currently it's Mr. Pennell, and he's here listening as well, so that letter would come from his office.
But I have to ask for that letter. I'm not going to ask.
No, ma'am. You should have actually received it. And that's okay. We've had issues with them not being received and not coming back in a timely manner, so.
Okay. I don't know anything about that, but I will certainly look for that.
It needs to be explained that when that letter wasn't sent back in and received, that the total, you were taxed totally commercial. If it had been received, then there would have been a percentage discount on the, between the residential use and the commercial use. But when the letter...
Did you say that started being in place in 2015, or that's always been?
No, it's been in place for... even back when James was here, wasn't it?
He had them all. He didn't send it in. He did them all.
But you did it. You did it 3 years ago when this guy came in.
Yeah, in 14 when I started, I sent him a condo.
Okay, in 2014 is whenever that changed.
Okay, so it's a fairly good thing. Okay, all right. So we need to get that going. All right.
As of right now, though, the $127,000 that you're going to be, that we have you down for, I'm going to make a motion that we leave it at the $127,000.
Was that a motion to deny?
Well, I think, are you want to look at some classification issues, Danny?
This is a denial of this. Right. Whenever we, Chuck can bring us the classification and we can make a decision on that.
How many nights do you think you don't allow it to be available for rent?
Well, it varies, but it's approximately a month.
Approximately.
21 to 30 nights, somewhere in there.
Do you want to consider denying the appeal so they can go to the state tax commission?
Can, but I don't know why we don't take this. That's roughly 9%. So take 9%, move it over towards residential, leave the rest at commercial. And
fine. That's not going to change your value much.
It's not going to change the value. But she's not. She doesn't care about value as much as she cares about how much her tax bill is.
That's correct.
I don't think it's going to change your tax bill.
It's not going to change it very much, but it'll change it.
But, I mean, that gives us more of an idea. We have nothing to work with when we get to this point. What we're talking about is automatically, when that condo letter didn't come back in, you were automatically charged a commercial rate for year-round. Brandon's trying to do is you've taken your numbers that you said it was used for your personal use and put that on the residential side, and the rest of it will be commercial.
Right, I understand.
Now, there's two ways we can approach this. We can deny and let the state tax commission look at it, and you try to explain all this to them, or we can try to make an adjustment here now. And you then you still can go to the state tax commission, but we're trying to help you out.
So I'm fine with taking my let's see, we're talking about tax year 2016. Are we talking about the
2016?
It'd be for 2016, ma'am.
Oh, okay. This current tax year, because. Some of that you're guessing a little bit. That's roughly the area, but I mean, it's just an ideal number 1 month that we use it.
No, we're not getting.
I don't have exact days until I have my at the end of the year. So
don't get that wrong. We're not guessing. You are.
No, I know.
Well, I mean, if you said it was, 9 or 10 days, well then. We're the ones, we're just taking your information. We're not guessing. So.
Right. You're asking me to make an estimate for a year that hasn't finished yet. So it could be more or less. But yeah, I'm